Passengers arrive in small, bright orange boats. They attend a cultural presentation at the Sons of Norway Hall. And outside, they snap pictures of the Viking ship. It's a little smaller than their cruise ship, the Roald Amundsen, but it shares the same roots.
Roald Amundsen is the national hero of Norway.
That's Stefan Bjørsak, an expedition leader with the cruise line.
He's the first man who actually flew over the North Pole with an airship, which then landed close to Nome. So that's why in Nome and on the other side where they started in Svalbard, they have the identical bust of Roald Amundsen in bronze. And he was the very first man sailing through the Northwest Passage. So he's quite the explorer.
The MS Roald Amundsen is one of the larger ships to visit Petersburg. It can hold just over 500 passengers. It stays out in Frederik Sound and lighters passengers in on smaller boats. This summer is the first time it's sailing to Alaska after voyages scheduled for 2020 got canceled due to the pandemic. The cruise line, Hurtigruten Expeditions, began in Norway in the late 1800s when it established a coastal route.
Because in Norway, hardly any places are connected by street. So they had to have a system to provide people in the fjords with food, with news, with whatever it is. And then they also transported fish, herring mostly.
And if that sounds familiar, well, the feeling is mutual. Bjørsak says that Southeast Alaska is a lot like Norway, except more extreme.
It's such a stunning country. It's like Norway on steroids, you know. It's so much wider, the peaks are higher, the trees are taller. It's great.
The Roald Amundsen was completed in 2019 and features cutting-edge technology. It's a hybrid vessel and uses battery packs in conjunction with its four diesel generators. One of the crew described it as a giant floating Prius. And Bjørsak explains that while the ship does have two anchors on board, it doesn't use them much.
We have something else, which we call DP. It means the ship has very, very accurate GPS systems, several of them. And this dynamic positioning is operating the bow thrusters and the propellers. And it keeps the ship in position without an anchor. And it's so precise that we do not move more than 5 or 4 centimeters at all. Even when the wind picks up, then the system kicks in and gives us more stability. So then we can stay in a spot where an anchor would actually not catch.
The ship will continue south to Vancouver and then turn around for its next voyage up to Nome. It's scheduled to call in Petersburg 2 more times this summer.
So we will pass here every time.
Perfect.
Because we really do like Petersburg. I had a lot of very big honchos on the ship last trip. And we all agreed that Petersburg is the coziest of the places. I think definitely. And you have a Viking ship.
During the Roald Amundsen's next stop, the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce plans to present it with a wooden plaque, hand-painted in traditional Norwegian style. In Petersburg, I'm Catherine Monaghan.